Jay Paul for Power 96 Sports. The Northwood Kensett Vikings baseball team started the season with hot bats, scoring 24 runs in two games. But those bats fell mostly silent last night as Nashua Plainfield came to town and knocked the Vikings around 11-1 in five innings. Well, time to forget that game and get ready for Friday's game at West Fork. The Northwood Kensett softball team also lost to Nashua Plainfield last night. That score was 6-4, and they will play at West Fork at 6 on Friday. Lake Mills has been off since winning their season opener Monday. They will be on the road tonight at Clarion Goldfield. Power 96's next game broadcast will be Friday night, weather permitting, in Lake Mills with the Bulldogs playing Bishop Garrigan. 7:30 game time on Power 96 Sports. Major League Baseball has sent a proposal for a 60-game season at full prorated pay to the Major League Baseball Players Association. Now, no deal is done, but the latest offer is seen as significant progress considering where the parties were a few days ago. Some Players Association members, though, don't believe the new plan guarantees enough salary to significantly distinguish it from the league's other proposals. They believe that at the very least that the number of games at full prorated salaries needs to increase. Under the latest proposal, the season would begin July 19th with the 60-game slate containing 10 off days. Sources on both sides of the negotiations said there's an expectation that further talks will result in a schedule of somewhere around 65 games. The RBC Heritage Golf Tournament starts today in Hilton Head, South Carolina. Still no Tiger Woods this weekend. The PGA Tour reported a second straight week of zero positive coronavirus tests. The total of 954 tests over 2 weeks includes the 98 players, their caddies, and family members who boarded chartered flights from Dallas on Monday to travel to Hilton Head for the second event on the PGA Tour's revised schedule after their 13-week shutdown. Those who traveled to South Carolina on their own were required to take a test on site. Coronavirus testing is required of all players, caddies, and assorted other tournament personnel, but only about half of those who are on site are tested. But that's something that'll change at least for 1 week when the Travelers Championship is played next weekend in Connecticut. The tournament said that all volunteers and media will be given a COVID-19 saliva test. NHL players won't be expected to wear full face shields if games resume this summer, though there could be plenty of covered faces around them. Equipment changes have not been a focus of return-to-play negotiations between the league and players' union. The emphasis has been on testing and other off-ice safety precautions. Because players are expected to be tested daily, there isn't expected to be additional on-ice equipment required for practices and games. 10 locations are in the running to serve as the hub cities that will host 24 playoff teams for initial rounds, the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, and the Stanley Cup Finals. Sports, news, community events, our streaming audio, and information about the shopping show is available on our website, kqprfm.com. And follow us on Twitter and Facebook. Jay Paul, Power 96 Sports.